You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The president of Ukraine addressing a joint session of Congress and the comments afterwards from London reporting, the Churchillian moment. That references to when Winston Churchill, as Prime Minister of Great Britain, under the attack by the German Empire, traveled to Washington despite the risks of submarines, traveled to Washington in December of 1941 following the attack at Pearl Harbor, meeting and staying with Franklin Roosevelt at the White House and addressing a joint session of Congress, the Churchillian moment. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft is here. And I ask first for his comment on Mr. Zelensky goes to Washington as the Churchillian moment and what this means for the conflict now and into the future, if we're framing this as the momentous and highly tragic second war. That means a larger war. And then also to comment on some of the metaphorical language that's being used in some of the reporting online and in the newspapers about the battlefront in Ukraine. Anatole, a very good day to you. Thank you very much. The Churchillian moment, how do you measure that scale compared to what we're seeing right now, which is Europe shivering with the cold weather and short of energy resources? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Well, I mean, there is a certain parallel to the British-American relationship between June of 1940, when France collapsed, and then President Roosevelt declared that America must be the great arsenal of democracy. But for the next 18 months until December 1941, America was, of course, critical to keeping Britain in the war by supplying Britain with weapons, oil, food, and even towards the end, escorting British convoys against German submarines. But of course, America did not go to war on the side of Britain until America itself was attacked, and attacked not by Germany, but by Japan. So that is where, you know, the Churchillian parallel breaks down. If Japan had not attacked America at Pearl Harbor, the likelihood is that given the amount of resistance within America to going to war with Nazi Germany, American aid would have kept Britain in the war for some time, for a considerable time. But in the end, the war would have been decided on the Eastern Front with, you know, between the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. It would have kept Britain fighting, but it would, you know, American aid could never have helped Britain to win.
What we have then is a situation that is not a parallel, but is suggestive. And I follow the headlines because that is influential for the American people. And the polling, you know, is mixed. And we're told a reason for Mr. Zelensky's joint session of Congress address was because he's aware that there's flagging support for Ukraine indefinitely. We're given the number of $100 billion of equipment and support already committed to Ukraine, perhaps more in future. Mr. Zelensky commented the other day in the London papers how he was concerned that the British public was flagging in its support of Ukraine. So let's go to other metaphors that are used in reporting here at Year's End. Most recently, I've had the Donbass front, where there's constant fighting at a place called Bakhmut, described as, is this the Verdun strategy, referring to 1916, when the German forces and the French and British forces were battling over very, very narrow advances in the trench warfare of the Western Front. But Verdun was understood at the time and has long since been understood as a strategy of attrition. In other words, concentrate our gunfire here and make the French feed the army in to be chewed up as we Germans will feed our army in. Do you measure that that's what we're looking at now in Ukraine as a Verdun scenario where both sides are feeding their soldiers in and will carry on indefinitely in such a fashion?
Well, I think that is certainly the Russian strategy. To draw the Ukrainians, you know, into this small area and then pound them with Russian artillery. But my assumption is that at some stage, if the Russians feel that they have done enough damage to the Ukrainians, that the Russians will launch a new offensive. And from that point of view, the point of Bakhmut is that it is in the Donbass. And if the Russians could capture Bakhmut and then push further south and capture the whole of the Donbass, they would then be in a stronger position to offer a ceasefire to Ukraine on Russian terms. One of the terms would be, at the very least, a ceasefire and negotiations for the independence of the whole of the Donbass. So there is a military strategy of attrition, but there is also a political strategy behind this. Now, of course, it must be said, that doesn't mean that this will work. After all, you know, the Germans at Verdun aimed to wear down the French army, which they did to a considerable extent, but they also hideously wore down their own army at Verdun. After Verdun, neither the French nor the German army was ever the same again.
Yes, and the Battle of the Somme in the summer of 16 was meant to draw off German forces from Verdun, and that scarred a generation, maybe two generations, of your country. So here we are with World War II metaphors, with World War I metaphors. Let's speak of the 21st century, the air war, the drones pounding the civilian infrastructure of Ukraine, the money flowing from America, NATO rearming, a joint military naval exercise between Russia and China in the Pacific. Is this war growing, Anatole? Here at year's end, what do you see for 23?
Well, the Chinese so far have been very careful to keep out of this. They've, you know, they haven't sided with the West, obviously, in terms of sanctions, but they have not sent, as far as we know, any significant military or economic aid to Russia. You know, it's worth stressing that because there's so much hysteria about China and Chinese ambitions and Chinese aggression in Washington, whereas outside the Far East, where there are elements of this, you know, the South China Sea, but outside the Far East, China has been so cautious on the whole. So one of the things I'm praying for in 2023 is that China will go on being cautious. And also, I mean, if, you know, if we are again in Ukraine in something like 1916, that people will, you know, and there have been a number of articles about this, realize that it would have been far, far better for the world if at the end of 1916, all the military participants in the war had recognized that none of them were going to win their maximal objectives, and it would be better to aim at a compromise peace.
And you hear talk of that in Britain, because I do not hear talk of it in the U.S. Right now, is the British public in a mood to say, settle this now? We have about a minute.
Parts of the British public are, but the political establishment, both the Conservative Party and Labour, are in lockstep, in part because of the British security establishment is in lockstep with the United States. But, you know, how people will feel by the spring, if it's a very tough winter, we don't know. Also, of course, if at some stage there is a Russian offer of a limited territorial compromise, people may feel, well, you know, this is not any longer about the survival of Ukraine or the independence of Ukraine. It is, in fact, over a new version of the Alsace-Lorraine dispute. And there are precious few people today who would have thought that from Germany or France's or Britain's point of view, it was worth losing millions of lives for the sake of Alsace-Lorraine.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, commenting at year's end, looking to 23 for a better outcome than Verdun. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.